This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales for you because it is Amazon Prime Day. We have a little bit of news from Twitch and from Discord. But today, we begin with, if you're in our Discord, you would know that Gulvin posted some breaking news. And that is coming from TheVerge.com. Because Microsoft and Activision Blizzard did win the FTC fight for the injunction. Because the FTC wanted to do a preliminary injunction to stop the deal. But Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley did state the following, quote, Microsoft's acquisition of Activision has been described as the largest in tech history. It deserves scrutiny. The scrutiny has paid off. Microsoft has committed in writing, in public, and in court to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation for 10 years on parity with Xbox. It made an agreement with Nintendo to bring Call of Duty to Switch, and it entered several agreements for the first time to bring Activision's content to several cloud gaming services. This court's responsibility in this case is narrow. It is so to decide if, notwithstanding these current circumstances, the merger should be halted, perhaps even terminated. Pending resolution of the FTC's administration actions, for the reasons explained, the court finds that the FTC has not shown a likelihood it will prevail on its claim this particular vertical merger in this specific industry and may substantially lessen competition. To the contrary, the record evidence points to more consumer across Call of Duty and another Activision content. The motion for a preliminary injunction is therefore denied. So, what Brad Smith did say on Twitter, at Brad SMI, and he did look at the Microsoft statement, and what he said in the statement was, quote, we're grateful to the court in San Francisco for this quick and thorough decision and hope other jurisdictions will continue working towards a timely resolution. As we demonstrated consistently throughout the process, we are committed to working creatively and collaboratively to address regulatory concerns. So, what will happen from here? Well, we shall see what happens. But for now, we will definitely keep an eye on this as what we have been doing for the past few months. But we must move on to Diablo 4. And this comes to us from .esports.com. And they are saying that Diablo 4, is that going to Game Pass? Well, somebody had to say something about that. And well, Diablo 4 has been out for a while, but Idle Sloth was talking, and then Mike Ybarra was talking on Twitter. So let's go to Idle Sloth. And he had to put this through Google Translate. His games, order by, available now, purchase direct or play through your Xbox Game Pass, Diablo 4. But Mike Ybarra said, what? In fact, he got up on Twitter and said, this is not happening. So, will we see it on Game Pass? Well, we'll keep an eye on it for you. Let's get out of games now, because other things that's going on with players and whatnot. And that includes one of the platforms where gamers usually do their streaming on, and that's Discord. This comes to us from TheVerge.com, and they're saying that Discord will be making it easier for parents to keep track of their teenagers. So, what they are going to bring in is something that is called the Family Center. And that will let the parents take a look at what the teens are talking about on the platform. So if the teens do opt in to the parents, they will indeed see what they're doing. So the teen has to opt in. So that way they can see what where they added friends and servers and whatever they joined in. So we will indeed see what happens with that. But here's what Discord, the company, did say in a quote. Similar to how parents who their teens are friends and with their clubs they're part of at school, Family Center helps them learn more about who their teens are friends with and talk to on Discord. Our goal with Family Center is to help foster productive dialogue about safer internet habits and to create mutually beneficial ways for parents and teens to connect about experiences online. So it's a Discord thing. Once again, that's one of the things we do keep an eye on, along with what's going on in the LGBT plus. Words are hard because the streamers were disappointed with Twitch because it is Pride Month and they did do some speaking. So we'll start with the Twitch partner Warwick, who said, quote, "I wasn't expecting much because it was my first one. I was mainly just wanting to be seen and supported in what I do, make sure that my pride was the best it can be. It was just being recognized and being part of it." But now, he further said, "The truth be told, it was very disappointing. The lackluster in comparison to some of the previous ones. This year, you were there, but you were underneath other shelves. You had to find queer people. You did appear on recommended shelves, but it always people you already follow. So it's hard to find new creators with that." In fact, Ebonex did say, quote, "What's being on the front page going to do?" That's what she said for the quote. "Yes, a front page slot is nice, but what is Twitch actually doing to create a safe place?" Further quote, "The tokenistic months, the special months, where that's the only time when companies decide they want to boost a certain demographic. This effort really needs to be incorporated throughout the year. If you're consistently visible on the platform, I don't think there will be as much directed hate." But Twitch did get up on Twitter, and at Twitch UKI did say, quote, "This Pride Month was a blast. Thanks to the amazing creators who took part in our celebration. Let's continue supporting the LGBTQIA+ community all year long." So, further quotes are up on Eurogamer. Okay, now we get to Prime Day. And there are a lot of things on sale. Let's go to Polygon first. And they did say there's some gaming deals on Prime Day. And that would include Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, an Uncharted Legacy of Thieves collection, and Elden Ring, along with others. On Xbox Series X, and this is not just Amazon, but Target Circle members can actually save 20% on Game Pass Ultimate, which is $35.99. Amazon will also have them available for $39.99. The price, original price, is $44.99. Like I said, Elden Ring is $40, Dead Space, $35, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor is $55 for Target Circle members. PlayStation 5, Diablo 4, $265, Dead Space, $35, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor, $55 for Target Circle members. Also, Returnal is on Amazon, or at Amazon, for $26.59. Also, Horizon Forbidden West, $40, and LEGO 2K Drive for $50. We're not leaving Switch out. Octopath Traveler 2, $40. Metroid Dread is at GameStop for $40. Pokemon Legends, Arceus, if I got that right, $40. LEGO Star Wars Skywalker Saga, $25. Persona 5 Royal is at GameStop for $30. Mario Rabbids Spark of Hope, $20. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 at GameStop for $25. Nintendo Switch at Best Buy for $40. Some of the PC deals: Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, that's at Newegg for $30. And Steam for $33. Uncharted Legacy Thieves of Collection, which is the PC bundles, and you get the Steam code at Newegg for $27. Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, Newegg, $15 as a Steam code. And more Steam codes like Warhammer 40,000 Dark Tide, once again Newegg, $25. and Steam, $28. Also, the Steam summer sale is on, and Steam Deck is now 20% off as of July 13th, or until July 13th. So, go find all those deals. But it's not just that. According to TheVerge.com, Elgato's Steam Deck MK2 is now $110 for Prime Day. So if you're looking for something to help your stream, and you're looking for a Steam Deck, or Stream Deck, I'm sorry, go get it. It's $40 off. The one in black is $35 off. So enjoy it. Oh, if you're into D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, of course, the newest starter set, books and comics and all that, the Player's Handbook is now $18. That includes some of Critical Role's stuff. So the D&D box set deals is now $14. That's the entire starter set, Dragons of Stormwreck Isle. Player's Handbook, 2014, $18. Dungeon Master Guide, once again, 2014, $28. Vizban's Treasury of Dragons, $21. Monster Manual, 2014, $19. Mundanekanian Presents Monsters of the Multiverse, $28. Xenothar's Guide to Everything, $18. And Dungeons & Dragons Rules Expansion Gift Set, $83.70. So $84. It was $170. That includes a lot of the adventures and campaigns, which you can see from $19 to $28, along with a lot of other stuff and things. All the notes are in our Discord, but you gotta be a Patreon to see them. We end today with a little bit of history, because according to Eurogamer, the Video Game History Foundation did estimate that 80% of classic games are now unavailable. So, what the Video Game History Foundation did write on Twitter is, quote, "We should be thinking ahead to the infrastructure needed to address the problems of the present and future. Access to video game history shouldn't have been reserved for only the most dedicated in-the-know fans." In fact, they also said, "An alarming 87% of classic video games released in the U.S. are unavailable." And they put their news up on their post, up on gamehistory.org, which I will put up under the GQDN show notes. So, you can go check that out if you're a Patreon. Now, this has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. Like I said, it's Prime Day, people. So if you see something on sale and something that you want, go get it. And after that, you can go play some games, people.